This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Darius Monroe was 17 years old, living in Texas, when he committed a crime that would shape the course of his life. He and three friends robbed a bank in their hometown, making away with tens of thousands of dollars. He was caught and spent 5 years in prison. A decade later, he returned home to try and figure out what impact this crime had had not only on him, but his family and those in the bank that day. His film, Evolution of a Criminal, will air at full frame on Friday, and he joins me now to talk about it. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So most people, after committing a crime, I mean, it seems like the last thing in the world you would want to do is to go back. Why did you want to go back?
Well, you know, one, because, you know, from my own experience, I was able to see that, you know, I had become consumed by the crime in terms of just, you know, doing the crime itself, going to prison, and my family was just so consumed with the incarceration of it all and just, you know, wondering if I was going to survive it. And we were just all consumed with just my side of the story. And the people who had to truly endure trauma and go through these events, they really weren't the focus, and they should have been the focus. And I felt that it, you know, I had always wondered what happened to the individuals who were inside the bank, and I wanted to not just apologize, but I wanted to hear and experience their side of the story. And going back and doing the film sort of unlocked this world that, you know, my family, none of us had ever even thought about. And you really get to see and experience what it's like to be traumatized in an emotional way. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical thing when we talk about crime going down. It was you know, an emotional thing, and I was just really excited to go back and allow these people to share their side of the story.
I want you to describe a little bit of the crime. What happened that day?
The actual crime itself, we drove up to the bank that morning, and we waited in the car, and after running out of the car and running back in, you know, getting nerved up, you know, myself and the gunman decided to, you know, finally get out the car and go do it. And I would imagine we were inside the bank for maybe about a minute and a half, but it felt like an eternity. It felt like time had slowed down.
And you found one of the men who was in the bank that day. We have a clip of him describing what the experience was like from your film, Evolution of a Criminal. Let's hear it now.
I got my check cashed, and I was getting ready to leave, because I had some cash in my hand when you guys broke in. When you made me lay down on the floor, I'd never been that scared before in my life. It was like everything on the inside of me was shaking.
How difficult was it for you to hear these reactions, to hear these firsthand experiences of something that you were there too, but you were on the other side?
Yeah, it was very difficult, very difficult. I really had not prepared myself emotionally for their responses, and so I didn't know how, you know, I was going to respond. And when you hear people describe what they were feeling, when you hear them tell you, you know, I didn't say goodbye to my wife, I didn't say goodbye to my daughters, I thought that was going to be the last day on earth for me, it shakes you to your core.
You interview a number of members of your family who in some ways seem just as traumatized by the whole experience as those that were in the bank that day, and certainly your mother being one of them, and your father. Why did you want to rob the bank that day?
You know, it's a great question. And it's, you know, in my mind at the time, the robbery didn't seem as drastic as it sounds. You know, you think about, oh, bank robbery, you know, this is going to be a huge thing. It's just, for some reason, at 16, it didn't seem as serious as it really was. And I knew that I wanted to do something where I can get money to help my family. And I knew that I didn't want to, you know, rob anyone's home. And I'd been working jobs and making some money, you know, while in high school, but it just wasn't enough. And I knew that the amount of money we needed, a bank would have. And I rationalized it in my head that, hey, this is a bank. This is FDIC insured. We're just going to just take this money. We're not going to hurt anyone. We're going to, you know, do the crime and be done with it. But you don't even, you know, at that age, I wasn't even thinking about the people inside of the bank. They weren't even on my radar. I was just trying to get that money and get out. And this bank was just a source for money.
And you do come home out of, you leave the bank, you come home with $30,000, $40,000, and you leave it for your mother on her bed.
Yeah.
I want to hear this, the aftermath of this and how your family reacted to finding the money, your mother being the female voice in this next clip.
In the real, it was like a fantasy to see the money on the bed, because we ain't never seen that much money for my life.
And my mom was like, well, how much is this? I was like, well, this, I think this is like $30,000, $40,000. She was like, oh my God. And I was like, well, this is not it, all of it. She was like, what? And so I just went to my room and got the rest of the money and poured it on her bed. And she was like, oh my God. And my dad was like, Darius.
We were asking the questions, but at the same time, I know it might sound kind of crazy. You're feeling a relief because I'm thinking, the only thing I'm thinking at that time too, okay, this money is here. I can pay off these bills.
Your mother and father and your whole family kind of rally around you, and you don't, they don't turn you into the cops or say return the money right away. And that's such an interesting part of the film, is there there's this time period where everyone is trying to cover it up in some way.
Oh yeah, yeah. The film is the first time where you see my parents are admitting on camera the truth. You know, back when this court case happened 10 years ago, or back in 1998, rather, you know, I didn't implicate my parents. I didn't even mention that, you know, they knew about the robbery after I did it, because I didn't want them to go to jail. And so because of the statute of limitations, you know, I wanted them to be able to tell the truth and for them to have that experience, because it's not black and white. And when, you know, when this crime was done, I had no idea that I was going to, you know, implicate my parents, and they would, you know, just by default become accessories to this crime, because the moment they spend the money, you know, in a way, you are an accomplice to this felony.
It seems like the most terrifying thing, having to walk up and knock on someone's door and say, I'm sorry. I mean, it just, it seems terrifying. And we have a clip of one of those times when you did walk up to someone's front door and try to apologize.
Darius Monroe. Hi, is that Mr. Ned live here? David Ned?
Yes.
Is he here this evening?
No.
Well, 10 years ago, an event happened where he was a customer inside of Bank of America, and I wanted to speak with him about that.
What happened inside of Bank of America?
What happened?
Yeah.
The bank was robbed 10 years ago. January 9th, has he talked to you about that?
He said that a while back.
Okay.
I mean, are you a witness or something?
Yes, well, somewhat like that.
So are you with Bank of America?
No, no, I'm not with Bank of America, not at all. No, I have no...
So you want to talk about what?
Because I was involved with the robbery. I wasn't a witness. It was myself 10 years ago who went into the bank and robbed it.
So you robbed the bank?
I did.
Wow.
I was 16 at the time.
And you wanted to...
apologize to Mr. Ned.
Wow.
It seems like something that you actually just kind of see in the movies or maybe read about, that this stuff doesn't actually happen. You can hear kind of confusion about who in the world you must be at her doorstep.
Right. I'm sure she was in shock. Both of us were standing in shock, because, you know, you don't know. I have no idea what to do next. Yeah.
And some people say, thank you very much, and I accept your apology. But others say, no. You know,
yeah,
this isn't okay.
And that's 100% valid. And I was grateful that somebody, that we were able to have a moment where, yeah, that we were able to see that, no, everyone is not going to just forgive you, and everyone's not going to look past it. And they're going to hold on to it. And that's, you know, that is a valid experience and a valid response. And I appreciated that.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me about it today.
No, thank you so much for having me, Phoebe. I really appreciate it.
Darius Monroe's film, The Evolution of a Criminal, will be showing at the Full Frame Documentary Festival on Friday. You can find out more on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.